Well, we turn the page here to Baltimore, and it was obviously a real good football team, strong in all three phases of the game, like they always are, and had a big win against Cincinnati in the opener, and hard-fought game against the Eagles last week. So I'm sure they probably got about the same feeling there that we have here. As usual, they've added some good young players to their roster to go with a solid veteran group, and they're very well balanced, well coached, like I said, good in all three phases of the game. So as always, they're a hard team to prepare for because they do a lot of things well, but need a good week of practice here and need a good week of preparation and get down there and be ready to go. I'm sure it'll be a great atmosphere down there Sunday night, like it always is, in that stadium. And they have a great, good football environment, good opportunity for us.
Bill, what are some of the main differences you see from the Ravens preparing for them compared to the AFC title game last year?
Well, they run a lot more no-huddle offense. That looks like a big part of their package. There are some different players in there. For one reason or another, some of the matchups will be a little bit different. Of course, that's true of us too. So, but some of their younger players have started to really mature and become very, very good players. Guys that are really kind of getting into their prime of the career, like Pitta or Dixon, Ladarius Webb, guys like that. McPhee, and then they've added some young guys that have shown up in the kicking game, like Graham and Thompson. Obviously, Upshaw has shown up on defense too. So they're the same, but they're different. And of course, Dean is the coordinator. He has a couple little different wrinkles from what we saw last year as well. So I wouldn't say they're major, but I would say they're definitely significant. Put a little different twist to it for us.
How much are those wrinkles something you're familiar with because maybe they were based back with the Patriots, stuff he was doing with you guys, if at all?
I don't think any were seen anything that's revolutionary, just things that are a little different from maybe some of the things they did last year or things they're doing more of this year. Some wrinkles in their dime package and things like that. So it's not anything that we've never seen before, but just like I said, sometimes the percentages of it or the emphasis on it, those change from year to year. I mean, even if the coordinator didn't change, some of those things would change anyway.
Bill, with the game tape showing Baltimore playing very efficiently in week one and maybe not so effective the next, how do you get an accurate read on what kind of team you're dealing with exactly?
Well, I think they played pretty well both weeks. Philadelphia's a good football team too, so they have a lot of weapons and they're pretty good defensively, and Ravens are able to score on them. They've had plays in the kicking game both weeks. So, the Cincinnati game was, a very competitive game, and then until the fourth quarter, late in the third quarter, then it kind of got out of hand. But Cincinnati's obviously a good football team, too. So, I think they're a good team. They've played well. I'm sure they'd like to have played better and like to have scored a few more points or given up a few less last week. I mean, that's obvious. It's the same feeling we have, but I think that takes anything away from them as a football team. I think they're good, and that's shown up every week.
The one guy who's not there on the Baltimore defense right now is Terrell Suggs, obviously dealing with an injury issue. What have you seen from the guys? You mentioned Upshaw earlier, McPhee, some of the guys who have kind of been tabbed to help fill his role.
They all are a little bit different. McClellan's in there too. They're all a little bit different, but they're talented players, and they're still very good defensively. They play good as a unit, and players that have stepped in for them or for him which I'd say it's been a combination. All those guys have, and they all do a good job.
So it sounds like you guys are going to be adding Kellen Winslow. What does he add to the mix?
Yeah, I'm not going to talk about any players that aren't on a current active roster. So,
Bill, just from a historical standpoint, I'm just wondering how have expectations, whether it's for you or the coaching fraternity, changed with regard to kickers when it comes to making field goals through the years? And it seems like obviously the percentage of the improvement level has gone up there drastically since you first entered the game. And just wondering how that plays into your expectation as a coach.
Well, I think just fundamentally, anytime you send your field goal unit out onto the field, there's only one reason why you're sending them out there. So if you're not, you know, as a coach, if you're not confident in that unit, then you shouldn't be putting them out there on the field. The only reason they go out there is to score points. So what else? Why else would they be out there?
When you were coaching in the 70s and early 80s, though, was it more of like, okay, we're sending them out there, but your fingers are crossed a little bit more?
No, I can honestly say I never felt like that, no. No, I mean, I coached special teams for a number of years earlier in my career, and I've been a head coach for quite a few years, and I can honestly say any time, I mean, I think one time when I was with the Giants, we tried a 73-yard field goal at the end of the half with 1 second left or something like that. But other than that kick, I can't think of a time that I've ever sent that unit out onto the field that I wasn't confident that we would score.
Going back to present time, I'm just curious, update on Aaron Hernandez, perhaps?
We'll have one Wednesday, tomorrow after practice.
Bill, on Baltimore, again, their offense, you know, you talked about them doing some up-tempo stuff, but it also seems like they can push the field vertically, whether it's Smith or Jones or any of those targets they have out there, and Flacco doesn't seem to have any problem driving the ball down the field. Is that something that you've seen and you see as a challenge leading into the week?
Oh, definitely. And that's something that we saw last year as well. But, yeah, and their tight ends, too. I mean, don't forget about Dixon and Pitta. Those guys are very good down the field, and along with their receivers, Bolden. And you've got guys like Ray Rice that they can hand the ball off to or throw it to him out of the backfield on screens or whatever routes he's on. And we all know he can take it the distance, too. So they're a very explosive group all the way around. And they can throw it. They run after the catch. And they can hand it off to, you know, one of the top backs in football. I mean, Ray Rice is a very special player. And he can score from anywhere on the field on any play, run, pass, cutback play, outside play, inside play, no matter what it is. He's, you know, he can hit the home run on you. So it's a very explosive group, no question.
Bill, just a general question in terms of, like, when you sign a player, any player, during a week of a game, what's been your experience in terms of how much that player can do, like, in the game that week? You know, a player, like, let's say a player, you know, obviously if it didn't have background in your system, what's been your experience in terms of how much you might be able to rely on a player to put them right in a game?
Well, it definitely depend on the player. But when I was at Cleveland, we signed Mike Tomczak and started him at quarterback that week. So, you know, after our other two quarterbacks got injured, so.
How'd that go?
Oh, you know, Mike did a good job. Mike came in and worked hard, learned, put a lot into the week, and actually, you know, played pretty competitively and really had a pretty decent year for us that year. So, I mean, obviously it's, you know, it's not an ideal situation, but you know, we did that last year too. You know, we brought guys in, played them in the nickel or started them, played them for 30, 40 plays in the game. Sign guys and not play them at all. So I think it depends on the circumstances and all the circumstances that surround the player, the game, the situation, so forth. I don't think there's any real book on that.
Mm-hmm. Bill, just curious your thoughts on how Rozai Dowling's progressing. Obviously didn't play Sunday. I know you can't read too much into one game. I mean, how do you feel he's progressing in his second year with you guys?
Oh, well, way ahead of last year. No question about that. Had a good off season. Had a good training camp. Had an opportunity to get a lot of playing time in the preseason games. And I think he's a lot further along than he was at any point last year. Raza's a real smart kid. He learns very quickly and studies hard. He's well prepared. He's worked hard to improve his technique in our different coverage schemes. So I think he's definitely making progress. He's, as I said, way ahead of where he was last year.
Take a final question for Coach Belichick.
So I don't know. I just wanted to ask. I didn't get from the game on Sunday. I know we're looking ahead. On the false start on the punt, just wanted to ask you just, I mean, was that, what did you see from that? Like, what, did he clutch there, or can you, like, readjust the ball? What, how do you, I guess, how do you coach that?
On the field goal, Mike?
I was thinking on the, the field goal. The field goal. I'm sorry, Bill. The field goal. The one, Gostkowski ended up making it, but it was moved back 5 yards.
The official ones, the explanation that I was given, which I guess you really should probably talk to the officials about that, or talk to the league office. I mean, since they're the ones, really the ones that could comment on that. But the explanation that was given to me, which I don't really know if this is just what I was told. So, that one official on the side said that he had an offside call, and when they went in and conferenced it, if the other officials said that the ball moved, and that's what caused the offside. And so that was the explanation that I was given. But I'd say if you have any questions about the officiating or the call or anything, you should talk to the league office and have them explain it.